Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Look at this beautiful picture of Switzerland. Well, do you associate Switzerland? And here it is, the nice Alps. It's such a small country in Europe, it doesn't even show up on my first search here. You have to increase your size. There you have it. It's got about just shy of 9 million people. Did you associate Switzerland with being basically the world's largest manufacturer of these products? It was a little bit of a shock to me. I was doing my research as to the trade deficit that Trump is so concerned about. And, you know, we have Trump to blame for that. I'm going to share this information with you in just a moment, the actual data as to why United States imports just exploded. Because remember, we are the number one exporter in the world. The United States is the number one exporter in the world of services, and it's the number two exporter in the world of goods. And we're the largest economy. We're the wealthiest country. There's nothing broken that needs to be fixed with tariffs. There are other ways of going about it. And I did a video for you called Better Than Tariffs. So I hope you will watch that. But if we want to pinpoint exactly why the trade deficit in terms of the United States importing more than it exports, it's not because of China. It's because of Switzerland. Let me know in a comment how much you think our imports exploded over the last few years. I'm going to share that data with you in just a moment. Switzerland manufactures vaccines, and especially did so during the pandemic because it has a strong pharmaceutical industry, including research capacity, domestic manufacturing capability, and a robust infrastructure for distribution. Switzerland's wealth, by the way, they earn probably their per capita might even be higher than the United States. But again, the United States has 340 million people. They have about 10 million, not even 10, about 9 million. Their well-developed healthcare system also play a role in facilitating the efficient procurement and distribution of vaccines. Now, we're talking about international trade. Switzerland needs products from the United States, raw materials from the United States, in order to make these vaccines. So they import products from the United States. They create these vaccines, and then they export the finished product to the United States. This is the intricate connection of international trade, which I've been talking about in several videos. I have a whole playlist if you are interested. Let's take a look here. Here we are. They did the huge production of the COVID vaccines. And this is what I want to show you. It's a website called OEC. You can go to oec.gov. And I have selected the United States. And I'm going to enlarge this data for you. It's the latest trends. And here we have it. So this is January of 2025. The year-on-year of growth of exports. So our export industry is growing in the United States, contrary to what Caroline Leavitt and Howie Lutnick and Peter Navarro and Trump want you to believe. We have a very robust export and industry. Remember, the international trade includes export jobs and also import jobs. There are 21 million jobs that rely on importing products to the United States. You want all those wholesalers and warehouses and truckers and logistics people to go out of business too? When we crush imports, we crush a very vibrant part of the sector of our economy. And exports are also hit when countries like Canada are boycotting American products. So that doesn't work. And I did a whole video for you. I've done many videos for you as to why it doesn't work. But let's blame it on Switzerland. And let's blame it on the cocktails, because that is why the trade deficit that Trump is so fixated on, which has nothing to do with the economic strength of a country. I have a 100% trade deficit with my grocery store. I don't require them to buy anything from me. We have a mutually beneficial agreement, and I can buy from any store I want to. That's the beauty of the free market and free enterprise. Now, take a look at this here. The growth in the United States. How come Trump is not mentioning this? How come Peter Navarro is not mentioning this? How come Fox News is not mentioning it? Leave it to Peggy Hall, the Healthy American, to break the news for you, friends. The growth in imports was largely due to increased imports from Switzerland, up 465%. And that's because of these products. Ireland imports were up. China was only up 16%. Imports from Switzerland were up almost 500%. Now, interestingly, we imported precious metals, we imported hormones, and we imported computers. That makes sense. We exported aircraft parts, gliders, balloons, you know, all of those gliders that are used in those countries. Maybe I should leave that for another topic. We export gas. We export integrated circuits. I've done videos before on our robust manufacturing sector. But let's take a look at this. Let's do a little deeper of a dive. And we click on Switzerland. And this brings us up to this page. And again, you can find all this out at the website here, the OEC.world. And then you can click through to the countries themselves. So let's look at Switzerland. In January 2025, the year-on-year growth in Switzerland's exports to the United States was driven mainly by exports of other precious metal products, gold, and here we have it, packaged medicaments, and that includes vaccines. Now, interestingly, the United States exported. So Switzerland imported from the United States nitrogen heterocyclic compounds and paintings and gold. So take a look at this. I did a little deep dive. There we have Switzerland, small country. And the top exports, I just shared that with you. The top exports of Switzerland to the United States, vaccines, blood, antisera, toxins, and cultures. Now, they import from the United States this nitrogen heterocyclic compounds because they are used in pharmaceutical production. They are essential building blocks for many drugs, including antibiotics, anti-tumors, anti-inflammatories. So I just wanted to share this with you, friends, to give you a bigger picture as to how intricate and delicate and complex international trade is. We have a deficit with Switzerland because they only have 9 million people. We have 340 million people. It's not possible for Switzerland to import as many products from the United States as we import from Switzerland. And the reason why our imports and our trade deficit increased up until now was because of the number of vaccines and other products coming into this country, other pharmaceuticals coming into this country from Switzerland. So there you have it. Blame it on that. And you may say, well, that just shows that we need to increase our pharmaceutical manufacturing in the United States. Is that really the direction you want to go in? I think there are some other alternatives we could explore other than that. All right, friends, short video for you just to illustrate the integrated nature of international trade. And I don't know why Trump is bullying China when our trade deficit really is with Switzerland. That's a great website. I'll have it linked for you. It's where I get a lot of my data. You can do a deep dive and you can see how strong the United States is, how many exports we have going to so many countries, and what a thriving part of our economy that is. All right, friends, be sure to watch all of my videos on tariffs so that you can continue to increase your knowledge and education. Don't let these talking heads pull the wool over your eyes. You can stand up, you can read between the lies, so you're not going to be duped, hoodwinked, and bamboozled on any topic, and especially the topic of Trump's terrible tariffs. There are far superior alternatives. I've got a video for you called Better Than Tariffs, and I'll cue that up for you next. Remember, you can always get more at my Substack. It's free, and it's over at peggyhall.substack.com. See you soon, everybody.